Hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, and streaming 24/7 on the station's website. I am one of your co-hosts, Jim Samaria.
Greetings, Jim.
Greetings,
and
Mark.
While our regular listeners who know I am, our first-time listeners might not. So, for all you first-timers, my name is Mark Plotnick, your humble co-host.
Humble? Are you kidding me? Yeah, right. Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. Our book is available online at Amazon and the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum and website's gift page, and through my webpage at jimsamariaphoto.com. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with the words by the Woodward and Bernstein of rock and roll journalist Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Thanks for the compliment, Jim, but let's not waste any more time on us. Let's get to the star of our show. Today, we are continuing our discussion with Mr. Andy Powell, guitarist, singer, songwriter, and leader of the band Wishbone Ash, now in its fifth decade of music making, or is it sixth? Andy, which is it?
Fifth decade.
Fifth, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, he started when he was eight in the band, I think, you know. The band is currently in the midst of a 2022 world tour, and with followers in our Chicagoland area, they will be playing in the Chicago area at the Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines, Illinois, on March 3rd. And then the next night at the Arcata Theater, March 4th, in St. Charles. And tickets are available at onestyentertainment.com. Everyone, please run on, get some tickets right now.
Yes, yes. And folks, these are must-see shows because the band will be treating us to a live rendition of their 1972 monumental LP, Argus. And I'm definitely going to be there with you, Jim, as you photograph the show, which, by the way, has some special meaning for you.
It does. Way back when I was 19, which is the same age that Andy started Wishbone Ash, is when I became the official photographer for Flipside Productions as their photographer. And I got backstage, as I said, at 19, and it was August of 1973, and the first band I went backstage to photograph was Wishbone Ash. And I remember that night because I said hi to Andy, and he nodded at me. And so since then, we've ever been great friends. Right, Andy?
Yes, sir.
You remember that nod backstage?
Of course I don't.
But he's an honest man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Before we start our interview with Andy, the song that really reminds me of that night was a Rock and Roll Widow. It's from their Wishbone 4 album from 1973, and we're going to start off the show by playing that song. So this is Rock and Roll Widow by Wishbone Ash.
Reason
I love that song. That just reminded me so much of that night. And it was the first time I ever saw your band live, Andy, and you just blew me away. Loved it.
Thank you. Yeah, that song has actually a good story. Well, a sad story about it, because one of the first tours we did going down to Texas, we played an open-air show near Austin. And we'd heard all these stories about shoot 'em up Texas, and blow me, there was a gunshot rang out while we were on stage, and the crowd dissipated, and somebody was shot in the audience actually, and it was totally scary. So we basically found out about the gentleman's widow, and so the song is dedicated to her. You know.
Oh.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah.
It's a sad way to open your show, but
yeah,
it's a true story.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things about being a touring band is, you know, these things, they happen to you and they influence the music.
Well, you know, that is a good story. And, you know, song titles and song lyrics come from so many different ways. And it's good that you pay tribute to somebody who really had a bad day, I guess.
More than a bad day.
More than a bad day. Let's change the subject just a tad. of all the live and studio recordings that the band has released over its five-decade career, which one or two are you most proud of? And just give us a little reason why.
Well, wow. This is we actually record a lot of our shows as we're touring all the time, in fact. And we do it for various reasons. Sometimes we're producing a live album. Sometimes we just want to really critique our performances. And, of course, live recordings become so much easier now. But, obviously, in the early sort of 70s, there were very, very few rock bands that produced live albums. Obviously, there was the Allmans live at Fillmore. There was live at Leeds by The Who. We produced an album, two albums, actually, in that period, called Live Dates. And they were both recorded on the Rolling Stones mobile truck. And there just weren't mobile recording trucks. I mean, so yeah, we were fortunate enough to use the Stones mobile. So, I mean, that first Live Dates album has to rate up there as one of the – well, it is one of – it's even bigger selling album than August, believe it or not. And August sold millions. So that double series of albums, Live Dates, from 73, 74, I mean – my goodness, I still listen to those recordings, and I think, you know, I mean, the art of recording bands hasn't really improved since then. It really hasn't. I mean, it's first-rate recordings. And ironically, I must tell you a very quick story. We were up in Calgary, Canada, and they have a kind of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there, which encompasses, obviously, a lot of Canadian artists, and you can go in there and read about the history and see footage and all kinds of – and they had a – one of the gentlemen that was running the museum said to me, hey, I've got something you guys might be really interested in. It's not being shown as an exhibit yet, but it will be. And he took me into this part of the building. They had the original Rolling Stones mobile truck, and it was there, and they had acquired it, and I was allowed to go inside there. And it was like a time capsule. It was exactly the same fabric on the wall, same machine, same recording console. And they had acquired it. It had done something like 2 million miles around the planet. They got it from Moscow. It ended up in Moscow. So they had this thing there where we recorded that classic album, and I was so overjoyed to actually see it again. It was amazing.
I think we could talk to you for 10 hours because, I mean, just the thoughts.
I got so many stories. I mean, I have a whole lifetime stories.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so interesting about your book, Eyes Wide Open, which is something else people should read because the stories are just amazing. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. But speaking of live, we're going to play a song from Live Dates 2, the second Live Dates album, which came out in 1980. And another one of my favorite songs by you guys is Time Was. And I just think your guitar solo on this is just awesome. So here is Time Was.
Time was when there were things around to be afraid of. I've got God.
That was Time Was from Wishbone Ash's Live Dates 2, a 1980s release, and I think everyone should go out and get that album. Don't you, Mark?
I do, and I have it.
Don't you, Andy? Don't you think so?
Well, great album. Classic artwork, classic production.
Well, Andy, I'd like to get back to your 2015 book, Eyes Wide Open, which I've read. It's about your life in the music business and, of course, with Wishbone Ash. So my question is, and maybe I missed it in the book, what does the title Eyes Wide Open refer to or mean?
Well, to me, the reason I chose that title is that you can't have a five-decade career in rock music, and it's a crazy business, right? You can't, unless you are super aware, and you asked me earlier on the previous show about how I managed to select new musicians for this band. And it's all about keeping your eyes open and being super aware of the climate that's going on musically at the time, the people that you meet as you're traveling. In other words, to make benefit of the wonderful privilege that you've been given as a traveling musician, to kind of pay attention. So keep your eyes open. That's what it's all about, eyes wide open. If you do that in life, no matter what your field is, as a kid growing up in post-war Britain, I was all about making the best of my advantages. And that's what I do. And that's why I've had this amazing life in rock music.
Well, this is a great lead-in to my next question. You've been part of Wishbone Ash for, again, five decades, and you've made it your life's work to keep the band's legacy and music alive. So my question is, why is this important to you?
Well, because I think at the end of the day, you can have all the money in the world, but, you know, what you want to look back on is a life well spent. And that's very important to me, you know. And, you know, nothing is more important to me than having some kind of meaning to my life. And, you know, it's really, I'm so proud of the community that we've kind of created and fostered through music. And it's all to do with eyes wide open, keeping the contacts going, being friendly to people, checking the ego at the door. All these things, this creed that I try to live by. I'm not perfect, but I try. And that way, I think, you know, you can look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and go, you know what? I made a couple of mistakes here and there, but overall, I did the right thing. I did good by that person or by that audience or, you know, in business. I mean, it's the music business, so you want to be able to work with nice people. I mean, we've worked with some terrible people, you know. I mean, one of the things about the music business, it attracts charlatans and thieves and rogues, but it also some wonderful people like your good selves, you know. And I like to kind of, like, this point, I'm happy to say that, you know, all the people that I interact with, they're all nice people. And it's nice to be nice.
It is nice to be nice, and it is easier to love than to hate.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
I love you, Mark.
I love you.
I love you, Andy. There we go.
Well, Andy, we're going to get back into some Wishbone Ash music. We're going to play the song In Crisis from the 2007 album Power of Eternity. And I believe your writing partner on that song was a Finnish guitarist by the name of Muddy Manninen. Not Muddy Waters, Muddy Manninen. Am I correct?
Yeah, his first name is really Yerky, but no one.
Oh, Yerky.
But basically, I think he got the name Muddy from something to do with Muddy Waters.
Okay.
But anyway, we had two guitar players from Finland in for a period of time at different times. And, Marty did a great 12 years with the band. Yeah. We had some great fun. And, this was a really song I'm really proud of.
Okay, well, you know, the Finns have a lot of good hockey players, too. So now I know they have good guitar players. Okay.
And Formula One racing drivers.
Oh, okay. Well, here is the song In Crisis.
Daily grind. I got plenty to handle for a troubled mind. This bridge is a memorial to the victims of a war. She and I, you survived, but I can't take it anymore.
Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. And we are talking to Wishbone Ash guitarist Andy Powell.